It's Nick Mezen here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 1-1 draw with Llandudno. Andy, all things considered, with the team weakened as it is at the moment, a 1-1 draw is a good result against Llandudno.
It's not a good result. You know, we'll accept it at the end, Nick, but it's not a good result. We're at home, you know, and I want to win them games. And, you know, you say you lay your foundations down in the first 20 minutes and, you know, listen, we've absolutely dominated the first 20 minutes. Cross after cross, shots on, balls into the box, second balls. We passed them to death. But we need to score a goal when we're in there. You know, we need people to be responsible. And you know, I'm just disappointed in that, but we didn't make the most of it. Got off to a great start in the second half. And listen, they're a good team and they move the ball around well and they do things right. But we also do that as well. We also do the same things and we can mix it up and go both ways. And we've had, you know, the goal they've scored. You know, I'm going to be so disappointed when we get a close-up of that, if it's true what the lads have said and their players kicked it through. You know, because it's a massive thing in the game. And, you know, and I don't care about things evening himself up over a season. A referee and a linesman cannot get that wrong. If I'm wrong, then I'll accept it. I'll look at it, OK? If they're wrong, then I expect a phone call.
As you mentioned in your pre-match notes, there's only so long you can go without a recognised centre-half as well. Do you think we missed the likes of Inkerney and George Arand tonight?
What do you think, Nick? Yeah. Jeepers. You know, like I said, the lad Buckley's a handful up front. And he, you know, he backed in and he spun us. Like, you know, he ain't doing that to Inkerney. He's not doing that to George Arand. But Jay Owen's a midfielder who's very clever at what he does. And like I say, you can patch it over, but you can't patch it over for too long. And it was difficult, you know, and you know, he's a decent lad, and I knew Buckley was decent, but, you know, tonight he's shown what he can do against a midfielder who marks him. You know, but like I say, hopefully we'll have George back for the weekend. We lost Matty Williams. He's got 3 goals in 3 before the game. He's gone down with, his back's gone into spasm, and it looked terrible. So I'm not sure how long he's going to be out. And we just lost Callum Morris now for 6 to 8 weeks. Callum's got some problem in his groin that he needs to have injected and given a chance to repair.
All things considered, again, though, we're still second and we're still unbeaten going into the game against
Rowland. Yeah, we're unbeaten. We're 16 points, I believe, in 16 points in 8 games, which is promotion form in any other league. You know, so you know, if you maintain that through the season, you know, in this league, it would get you into Europe. But, you know, we're not in a normal league, it would get you promotion, you know, so we're doing things right. We're backed against the wall with the injuries, but, you know, listen, I say bring it on. I don't care who you put in front of me. You know, whatever team I've got, we'll find a way to win the game. And the lads, you know, we've had a good chat after the game, and I said how pleased I am with what they've done so far, but then we need more. We need to do more. You know, we have to be more ruthless in a game. We've got to find a killer instinct in us to finish teams off. Because, you know, towards the end of the game, I thought it looked more likely that they might get the goal, which would have been unfair on reflection on the game.
Definitely, and now we've just got to move on against Rill on Sunday.
Yeah, fantastic. Second against third. You know, Rill have done absolutely incredible since they had the TNS result. You know, they've done fantastic. And, you know, I rang the manager when they won the game after and had a chat with him. And, you know, I'm chuffed to bits for him because, you know, there's, you know, you have to ask a lot of deep questions when you have that done to you. And their response has been quite remarkable. So, you know, we're going to be in a big game. It's going to be tough and we'll have to be ready for it.